over 140 years, the nation of Canada has been on the sidelines of world affairs with only maple syrup and an excellent healthcare system for company. Ho-ho! But all that's about to change. Due to a typo discovered in the U.S. Constitution, the United States is about to get its 51st member, and they're none too happy about it.
Mr. President, according to this piece of paper I found in the White House basement, Canada belongs to us.
Sounds like a positive response to me.
Canadians everywhere are taken by surprise when they wake up one morning only to discover their beloved country is now part of North Dakota. And if they want to stick around, they're gonna have to make a few changes.
Hey, finally my 18th birthday. Am I gonna get drunk tonight? What the A?
I don't think so, Canada.
There's a black sheep in the American household, and its name is Canada, and you won't believe the crazy laws they've been making. But before the American people accept Canada as their own, U.S. officials suggest a few minor alterations.
Listen, people, please. There's no doubt Americans will come to accept Canada in time. But to help things along the way, my staff and I have come up with a three-step program. Instead of British Columbia, American Columbia. Instead of French Canada, Freedom Canada. Canadian bacon? Kevin Bacon. Gay rights? Yeah, right. Sorry, fellas, the Bill of Rights is full. You don't have the right to do that to Bill around here.
Hey, you can't do that.
Yes, we can. Duh.
Mike Myers and Celine Dion join a cavalcade of prominent Canadian actors in the most anticipated motion picture of 2008. This summer, get ready for Snow Canada. North of the border, host some American comedy. Snow Canada. Rated PG-13.